Back here at 8:10 on the Mighty 690, and we are joined by Lisa Wilson in studio, as we do here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, it is great, and we're going to have a great week here. Very, very warm temperatures. We got to soak all this up and maybe do some early spring cleaning. I think that'd be good, you know, get rid of all the junk that's been building up. So,
yeah,
you
know, no kidding.
I'm happy to be outside, you know.
I am too. It's nice to have some vitamin D. Everybody's been cooped up and it's been doomy gloomy. And last week we were preparing for our annual meeting and the ice hit and freezing temperatures and no fun.
So how did that go? How'd the meeting go?
It went well. It went well. We sold out at 320. The room was packed and we had great attendance and great involvement, very generous donors for all of the auction items that we had, and then also generous buyers when we had the silent auction and the live auction. So it was a great night. We honored Jim Kelly as our Chamber Member of the Year and totally caught him off guard. He did not see it coming at all. And even when I started reading the presentation, he said, "I still didn't know you were talking about me." So anyway, very deserving servant leader in our community. So it was an honor to give him that award.
Always fun to be able to recognize those people, you know, in our community. So
I know it was a good night. So I went to that on Tuesday night, and then Thursday night was Southeast Kansas Inc. They had their annual meeting in Chanute. So that was great because I saw a lot of Independence and Coffeyville and Caney and Cherryvale people representing Montgomery County at that annual dinner. And then Friday night was Coffeyville's. So it was a full week of celebrating business and economic development. So it was good.
A lot of great stuff. So
yes.
What do we have coming up here?
So this week we have First Friday, and it is being sponsored by Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And we have we have three speakers. First, we'll have Kurt Seiler, who is the principal at Independence High School, and he's going to be talking about the Hall of Fame recipients. And I brought the Independence Daily Reporter Saturday paper, January 27th, where they announce the inaugural Hall of Fame class. And there's 8 of them. And the article's very well written and great information about these amazing individuals. And so what I think is important is that our community is showcasing some really successful people that came from, some very successful people who came from Independence High School. And one of William Inge's quotes is, big people come from small towns or small places, I think is what he actually said. And it's so true when you read this article about these amazing people and the impact that they have had, you know, in their areas. So some of them are not living anymore. Some of them are still doing great things. So Kurt's going to talk about that. And then our city manager, Kelly Passour, and our assistant city manager, David Cowan, are going to take the rest of the time and do kind of a year-end review and a city update. So they have some very good information to share with the community about kind of what happened in the city over 2023 and a look ahead and some things that they have, you know, going on. So there'll be lots of good information shared there. And then, as I mentioned, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center is our business sponsor. So Dr. Tinker will be there. They always do when you're a business sponsor, you get a 5-minute commercial. So Dr. Tinker is going to be talking about women's heart health. So we know that is one of the top killers of women, and we want to make sure that women know all about heart health. Everybody needs to know about heart health, and we're encouraging everybody to wear red, and because of course there's the big Go Red campaign.
Yep.
Yes, for women's heart health. So wear your red. Come to First Friday this week, and it starts at 7:30 in the morning, and it's open to the public. It's at the Civic Center. Everyone is welcome, and if it doesn't work out for you to be there in person, you can always watch it on Facebook Live. You can either watch it right then, or you can watch it later on and be well informed about what's happening in the community. So few other things that I wanted to talk about. We have some basketball coming up. So Independence High School Bulldogs will be playing two great games. We have one on the 6th, so that's next week, and that's Cancer Awareness Night. And then they will play Pittsburgh. And then on the 16th, it's Senior Night, believe it or not. My in-studio guest probably doesn't even want to talk about the fact that it's Senior Night. His youngest boy is a senior, so
Man, hard to believe, wrapping up
that athletic season on the court. But anyway, February the 16th will be Senior Night, and they will take on Parsons that evening. So the girls always play at 6, and the boys play at 7:30. And then another event that I wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that has to do with supporting our high school students again is After Prom Bingo. And it will be February the 10th. It's always a super fun night. And it's their biggest fundraiser to raise all the monies to put towards keeping our kids safe after prom. We know they go to prom, they have a great time, and they don't want to go home. And we want to make sure that they have something to do that where they can all stay together and have a good time and be safe. And so after proms have become a part of tradition, and Independence High School has a great after prom, but it's expensive to do, so we need to help them raise money, and there's no better way than to do it by either playing bingo or providing a prize for the bingo night. So they are needing baskets and prizes, because every time you bingo whatever game they're playing, you get a hop up and go to the prize table and get, you know, choose from a wide variety of gift baskets. And so it's a fun night. The doors open at 5, concessions at 5:30, and mini games start at 6, and then the real bingo starts at 7. So mark your calendar for Saturday, February 10th. You don't want to miss out on that. And then a couple things that are happening because we're entering into the Lenten season. We'll be having the annual Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper on Tuesday the 13th at the Church of the Epiphany, 400 East Maple from 5 to 7. So you don't want to miss that. I go every year. They have the best pancakes. And so that's what, Fat Tuesday? So that's when you just pig out.
That's
And have that last bit of sugar and everything else. And then St. Andrew will be sponsoring, the Knights of Columbus will be sponsoring the fish fry that will continue through the season. And it's at the St. Andrew Parish Center at 210 North 4th Street from 5:30 to 7:30 every Friday through March 22nd. And that is some amazing fish. I think they have fish and hush puppies and coleslaw. And we'll talk about the menu when we get a little closer. But just skip cooking on Fridays and go support the Knights of Columbus and enjoy some great fish. So I brought an in-studio guest with me today. And our community is very active in supporting, you know, everything that's going on in the community, whether it is, things like After Prom Bingo and helping the kids and supporting civic organizations and such. But we have something going on that is huge in our Central Park Sports Complex, and it will be around for years and years and years. And right now we're raising money for it, and we're doing it through a Buy a Brick campaign. And I invited Brent Julian, who is the director of the Independence City Recreation Commission, to come here this morning and just talk about the Brick campaign, talk about how we can individually be a part of that and make a difference, and then maybe give us a little bit of an update on what's happening down there. I drive on Park Boulevard a lot, and there's a lot of earth moving going on out there, and I know that in time it's going to just turn into an amazing sports complex that will be something for little kids all the way up to senior citizens and everybody in between, because it truly is a community sports complex. So with that, we brought some papers, and I know Brent's gonna push us to the Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page. So everybody just know that whatever Brent and I are talking about, you can learn more about by going to the Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page and getting all the intricate details. So What do we need to know, Brent, to be able to participate in this Donor Plaza you've got going on?
Well, as you mentioned, first of all, thank you for having me, Lisa.
Yeah, welcome.
Glad to be here. We're doing, since phase one has started, we broke ground in October, and phase one is now officially started. As you said, the dirt moving's going on down there. If you go down Park Street, you can't miss it. If you go down Penn, actually, you can just look over to the east and see it. It is a very huge complex. It's getting started. I'm very excited about it, but the dirt work is moving and all that. But since we started phase one now, we started a fundraiser campaign, the Central Park Sports Complex Donor Plaza Brick Campaign. And basically, it's just an opportunity for you to buy a brick, and there's any level. We go anywhere from $25 all the way up to $500 on the bricks. And what I like about it, I did one already for my family, which, as you mentioned, my last child is a senior this year, Camden. But I have six kids, so I needed an 8x8 brick just to get everything on. But what I loved about it was, if you go to, as you mentioned, if you go to Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page or Independence Recreation Commission Facebook page, it's on there, and you can do it very easily. But it was so user-friendly. It shows you exactly what you're getting. It literally plans it out for you. It'll tell you get an 8x8 brick with or without clip art, how many lines you get, characters you get. But what I really liked about it, not when you started doing it, it literally showed you what your brick was going to look like before you're done. So before you push, yes, I want this done, because obviously you can't have any mistakes on it. This is going down in the plaza, so you want to have it right. But it just showed you exactly what you're getting. Like I said, the one I got didn't have clip art, but it had like six lines of text, 20 characters each. We got our whole family on there, and then that'll go at the front of the plaza. So basically on the southwest side, as you're entering the new fourplex, which is our new, the little kids' softball and baseball fields, there'll be a little plaza over there, and it'll have all these bricks. If you're from around Independence or ever been up to Riverside Park, you know, the war veterans or the memorial up there, they have those up there. That's probably the best place I could say check them out. And it's the exact same process. And basically, you get to put your name down, you get to be part of this campaign, and it's for everybody. Like I said, $25 all the way up to a corporate sponsor at $500. There's so many options. If you do go to our Facebook page or whatever, you can scan a QR code and take you straight to it, or you can just follow the, like I said, the prompts on there, and it's just very user-friendly, so it's very neat and easy to do. So.
Well, that's great. So Brent, this is going to be a big part of the funding, for this, right?
Yes. We earmark everything on it, and we got over $5 million worth of grants, which was huge. Lacey did a wonderful job on that. But yeah, we do have some goals as far as trying to, raise $1.5 million in donations and all that type of stuff. So I think we earmarked this for about $500,000, I thought is what we were hoping for. And you have till March 1st still to get in on it. So we're just now really pushing it this last month and everything. It was a really neat idea if you got in on, for a Christmas present or something. That's what I did mine on. So, but yeah, it's just for everybody, and we're trying to, like I said, just kicking off the fundraising going on. So, if you want to just contribute to this, mm-hmm. you can do that as well. But this is a neat little way to get your name down and be a part of the Wall of Fame, so to speak. So, anyway. It's just a great opportunity for you to get your opportunity to help out with the Central Park Sports Complex.
Well, what a great idea. And, there may be some folks out there who might be interested, but perhaps they're not too computer savvy or maybe don't have access to the internet. Is there an option for those folks who maybe just need some help to spell that out? Or maybe is there some sort of form they can send in? How would that work?
Well, I know at the ASU Center at 1501 North 10th Street, we have these papers here, and I'm kind of showing them to you. I realize I'm on radio, but you can get the paper, fill it out, also do it via check. It tells you exactly on who to make the check to, complete the form, all that type of stuff. But as I said, it really is user-friendly on the computer, but if you don't like that option, you can definitely do it via paper too, and we have those all over Independence. So.
And I would offer that up too, that come to the chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue. We have the same forms. We would be happy to help individuals who, as you mentioned, might not be computer savvy. You know, when we have concerts at Memorial Hall or Niwala events and things, when people even have to buy tickets online, there are a lot of people who are not comfortable doing that or don't have the technology, and they'll come in and we sit down and walk them through it. So as Brent said, go to the Ash Center, come to the chamber. We're happy to help. I wanted to add that, you know, in our park and zoo, as Brent was mentioning, over at Veterans Freedom Square, there are bricks. And inside the miniature golf course, there are bricks. And over at the stadium, there are bricks. And I think this is a way to honor somebody. You know, we bought bricks for the stadium when our kids were teenagers. And so I think it has my name on it, my kids' names on it. I'm going to have to go by there and take a picture of what my brick looks like in the stadium. And when the girls were little, David and I bought a brick for each of the girls out of miniature golf. And when we play miniature golf, we always walk around the paths until the kids, you know, would find their brick. And I think it's fun now to, you know, as Lane and Gavin in the upcoming years take their daughter Parker out to play miniature golf and they see, you know, their bricks. It's kind of a legacy. And my dad was a veteran and we bought a brick at Veterans Freedom Square. And when we go there on Veterans Day, you know, I always look at that brick and in his memory and you know, they're meaningful. So many times we write checks and we donate to things. And that's great. And this way it's kind of an added bonus because you're donating to something, but you're also leaving that legacy either in memory of somebody, in honor of somebody, or, you know, now that I'm a grandma and I'm thinking about my brick at the Central Park Sports Complex, what maybe message am I going to leave for my grandkids? Or what am I, you know, I was thinking, I lost my mom some weeks ago and my mom sat in the stands and watched all of us girls play ball out in the sports complex. She watched all of her grandkids play ball in the sports complex and maybe doing a brick in memory of her. So I think there's so many options for bricks out there. And as Brent was mentioning, there are bricks of all sizes. So even business and industry, you know, you can put your business logo on those engraved bricks and really show your business support for the community. And you know, it's independence is going to grow. We're positioned for some great things right now with all of the economic development that's happening. And this amenity, the sports complex and all that it has to offer is going to be tremendous for the community. And I think that there's no better way right now than to show your love for the community by being a part of this fundraising campaign. And while Christmas is gone and past, and we're not buying gifts for Christmas, Valentine's Day is coming up. And, you know, Love Independence Day is coming up the last Saturday of April. We're going to be talking about that. And while the cutoff for that will have already passed, as we start thinking about ways to love our community and support our community, this campaign would be a great way to kind of launch that. So even though it's already in motion, be thinking about people that you love right now, that you've loved in the past, that maybe aren't with us anymore, and maybe being able to buy a brick in honor of someone, in memory of someone, or just business support. So.
And something like this doesn't come up all that often, you know, no. Where you can kind of leave your mark on the city, if you will. So.
And limited amounts of bricks, too. There are only so many bricks for sale, so you want to get your form filled out sooner than later, and be a part of that. And again, the cutoff is March the 1st, which will be here because, I mean, it's February,
yep.
Basically,
yep.
So you've got a little more than 30 days
That's
to get
right.
this done.
That's
so.
a great reminder. We're talking with Independence Chamber Commerce Director Lisa Wilson and Independence Recreation Director Brent Julian. And Brent, for those folks just joining us here, if they are interested in participating in this campaign, this brick campaign, if they're interested in getting more information and getting to that link to actually purchase one of these, what's the best way to do that?
Facebook would be the best way, probably. The Central Park Sports Complex has its own Facebook page, as well as Anna Peninsula Recreation Commission. But as Lisa just mentioned, if you don't like to do the computer thing and you want it, you can always come by the Ash Youth Center. We have paper handouts there at 1501 North 10th Street. Or just call us, Anna Peninsula Recreation Commission, anytime. 620-331-0260. We can answer any of your questions or steer you in the right direction, but there's a way to get it done, whether it's simply, you know, taking a QR code or you want to do it on the paper, we can help them out.
So. And when is the first phase of this hoping to be completed for the complex?
Well, that's a great question. And if you're driving by Park Street now, you're still seeing all the dirt work and kind of the infrastructure that we're changing around. That's a big part of it, too, that I want people to understand is just what all is going into this. Not only are we getting amazing new facilities and a great walking trail out around it and stuff, but we're getting all new parking lots and you know, everything's going to be ADA accessible and all that. And the infrastructure itself, as far as the water lines and all that, are getting replaced. So there is a lot going on down there. So if I answer this question, everybody's shocked. But phase one is supposed to be done in May of this year. So May 2024 is our first phase. And that's going to be for sure the little kids' ballparks, the two baseball softball fields, and then I believe the walking track and some stuff around there. And then phase two, when it all gets done, obviously, but this May we're hoping to have it done, and we'll start playing baseball softball down there this June. So it's shocking to me to say that. It's been a process, but like I said, they just broke ground in October, but that's our goal, and that's what we're hoping to do. And then the soccer complex will come along in phase two, as well as the bigger baseball field over on the east side, batting cages, pickleball courts. We're just so excited for the whole complex. We already have the new fitness court in down there, the Blue Cross Blue Shield fitness court. We've already done a groundbreaking ceremony for that, and I see people down there using it all the time. It's an outdoor facility where you work out and stuff, and it's set up for you there. But just what this does for the whole community as far as just allowing us to program and what all we can do. Pickleball is taking off, and we're getting four new pickleball courts down there, as I mentioned. We'll do a lot of outdoor tournaments there and stuff, and just really excited to host some tournaments in Independence and show off a little bit and have people come to us and from the surrounding towns and stuff. So phase one, May 2024 is what we're shooting for.
Exciting stuff on the way. All right. Well, appreciate both of you joining us here today. And I hope that lots of folks can get on board with this campaign. A really neat opportunity, I think.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to share the information. And I appreciate Brent's willingness to get up a little extra early and head to Coffeyville so that we could be on air. So.
That's great. Love having you here. Come back anytime. So, Brent and Lisa, appreciate you stopping by today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We have Open Line coming up here in just a couple minutes on KGGF.